Creature Teacher by Sam Watkins.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
This book is dedicated to my son Owen, a small, cheeky creature who eats mainly biscuits. Rule 1. Do not groan when asked to recite poetry. Or, Rule 1. Do groan loudly when asked to recite poetry. Ring! The school bell screeched in Jake's ear, and he leapt out of the chair with a yelp. It's a new school, not a shark tank, he told himself, sitting once more. Then again, what if his teacher was an old dragon? What if he didn't make any friends? What if... The office door burst open and the secretary bustled out. I'll take you to the head now, dear. Oops, mind yourself. Jake found himself being propelled through a stream of noisy pupils that had erupted from nowhere. Minutes later, the corridor was empty again. The secretary stopped outside a door. On it was a sign that read, Mrs. Blunt, in large, angry letters. Underneath, in smaller, slightly annoyed letters, it said, Head Teacher. Wait here, said the secretary. The head will be out shortly. A well-disciplined row of chairs stood along the wall, and Jake perched on one. A man sat at the other end, his knees nearly grazing his ears. He wore black-rimmed glasses and was tapping a rhythm on his knee. Muppets! He exclaimed suddenly. Jake jumped. The man chuckled. Sorry. I've been trying to work out what that rhythm was.